Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is the show that brings you the latest galactic news every Thursday on BBS Radio. My name is Maarten Horst and my guest tonight is Cobra from the Cobra Resistance. I want to welcome you to the show, Cobra. Your voice is altered for safety reasons.
Thank you, sir, so much for your invitation. I'm glad to be here with you tonight.
Yes, and me and my listeners are very glad to have you on the show because your information is very crucial to the Disclosure project and to the developments of Disclosure and everything that has to go on with the factions and the light workers and the light community from the Earth and beyond the stars. So, last week or the week before, you gave an update on the grid, the Eklund grid, and the light grids, and you said that was some work was done on the December 21st, some important work. But how far are we right now? What's the situation?
The situation is proceeding quite nicely. The outer layer, which is between 110 feet and 8.6 miles, that outer layer of the Archon control grid is fast disintegrating. So this is a very big step forward, which has happened in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So now our main focus is in the innermost layer of the Ethereum grid, which is which exists between the surface of the planet and a little bit more than 100 feet in both directions, upwards and downwards. And as we are making progress in the innermost layer, this will result in big changes. The physical changes that we are all expecting cannot happen before the non-physical situation is taken care of. So now the main focus of the light forces is not on the physical plane. The main focus of the light forces right now is on the etheric plane.
Right.
And this is the reason of so-called delays. Many people are expecting physical changes to happen overnight. They cannot, because before the physical changes can happen, things need to be taken care of on the energy planes. So when the physical changes do happen, they will happen in a way that will be harmonious enough and non-violent enough for the humanity to go through the changes without great shock.
Okay, so the most changes are happening on the etherical plane. So can you go a bit more into detail about it?
Yes. As you probably know, there are many layers upon layers of so-called Archon grid, Archon network on the etheric and astral planes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was speaking before about the outer layer, this outer layer, the matrix, the main program which was controlling that layer has completely collapsed. So there is more and more light in those layers. There are beings of light entering those layers and liberating everything in those layers. And what is happening is that the remaining controlling forces were escaping into the innermost layer, which is now between the surface of the planet and a little bit more than 100 feet in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in the last few days, the Pleiadians have a special operation in which they are actually, they have managed to send a lot of light in that innermost layer. So the purification of that innermost layer is proceeding better than we had hoped. So this is very good news.
Yes. And
at this point, I cannot give you any dates because my sources said no dates at this moment, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many things that I have received I cannot disclose yet, because that would influence the progress of the operations.
Yes, I can understand that. Yes, it's very dangerous to give dates in this state of the developments, I guess.
Pardon?
I guess in this stage of the development of the world situation, I think it's dangerous to give dates.
Yes, yes. At this point, no. No dates at this point.
Okay.
You see, if I would release any concrete dates at this moment, the dark side would use them for their plans, and the light side would just... light workers have a tendency, if they are given any dates, just to focus upon those dates and not do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Because this planetary liberation is a process that needs involve as many people as possible to do their part.
Yes. I have understood from different sources and also, I guess also from you, Cobra, that right now many big motherships are on the ground, in fact, on the White House Lane, in Central Park, at the Buckingham Palace in London, in Peking, Beijing, and in different other locations, and they are cloaked. But they are ready to uncloak. Can you specify a bit on this situation?
Okay. I would not specify the locations of the cloaked motherships. I would just say that there are positive extraterrestrial craft located on some certain strategic positions near the surface of the planet, and the Cabal cannot detect them by any means, because they are cloaked at this point.
Right.
And when the time is right, if it is necessary, those ships can be cloaked. But it's not time yet for that.
No. Okay.
But yes, there are our spare brothers and sisters very much present on the planet.
Yes. you always say at the end of a message, "Victory of the Light," which I use now, and Robert.
I'm losing your voice.
Okay.
I can't understand anything.
There's a phrase that you use and that other friends of us use, like Robert Potter, to say at the end of a message, "Victory of the Light." And I have the feeling that victory of the light is near. But can you maybe go a bit in detail about how this is working out in the etherical plane?
Victory of the light on the etheric plane. There is a technology of light forces that they use to remove the negative beings from the etheric plane. And they have removed most of that already. And the next step of this is that the light forces will begin to send much light on the etheric plane closer to the surface of the planet. And this will actually trigger the new wave of awakening. We haven't seen a real awakening on this planet yet. When the etheric plane is liberated, there will be a massive awakening across humanity. Much, much more than we have ever seen on this planet in the last 25,000 years.
Yes.
It will really be massive. And no controlling forces, no media manipulation will be able to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy will be here. And ultimately, the Cabal can do nothing to stop the energies coming from the galactic central sun. The galactic central sun is huge. And no individual civilization or tiny planet can stop that huge tsunami of energy, that energy wave, which is about to reach the planet.
Mm-hmm. And Cobra...
this is the victory of the light.
Yes, that's wonderful. And I'm looking forward to it, in fact. There's a reason I want to ask you about the energy from the central sun when this huge awakening will take place. You said that also the media won't be able to be influenced by dark forces anymore. But right now, is there still a kind of technology by the dark ones operating in the etherical field that is influencing the media, the broadcast of the mainstream media?
No, the etheric technology is not influencing the media. The etheric technology is influencing the consciousness of people who are watching TV and reading the newspapers.
Right.
So that people are more open and susceptible to the programming. And when the etheric technology is going to be removed, people will not be open to the media any longer. They will see through it. They will see through the manipulation. They will see the truth.
Right.
And I'm not speaking just about the awakened individuals. I'm speaking about the masses.
Mm-hmm.
The masses will turn their backs towards the media as they are now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's interesting what you're saying because it's in fact working through their consciousness. And once the consciousness is liberated of these dark entities, we can have a free world.
Okay, I'm losing your voice completely. I hear absolutely nothing at this point.
Okay, I was saying that when the energy is released from the grid, the dark energy, then there will be an awakening taking place for humanity.
Yes, awakening will be taking place, and it's a two-fold process. The first aspect of the process is as the etheric plane gets liberated, people will be open to the energy of the galactic central sun. And also, those changes will influence the situation of the physical plane, and the situation of the physical plane will change so much that people will begin to be aware that something is going on. They will begin to ask questions, and as the light forces take control over the mass media, the real truth, the real situation, the real explanation of what's going on will be given to humanity. And this will happen after the event.
Yeah, so this will be disclosure.
Yes.
Yes.
And by disclosure, I don't mean just disclosure about the government program of contact with extraterrestrial races. It means complete disclosure about everything that happened on this planet and nobody knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
A huge amount of classified information will be declassified. On what was really going on, what's the real history of the planet, what was happening with the financial system, everything. Everything will be disclosed.
Yes. Yes, it's interesting that you cannot give dates, but after many years of being informed by the internet and by several good forces, I think it's time. The time is we are ready now for those changes. I hope so. I mean,
I would say many individuals are ready, but humanity as a collective is not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And this change needs to be done in a way that includes everybody on the planet.
Yes, and this can only happen when those grids are liberated from the dark forces, right?
Yes. So the etheric brain needs to be liberated to a great extent before the event can happen.
Yes, the event. Yes, that's what you speak about.
Because when the event happens, we need to have people with their free will without any external influences so that the plan for the event can be carried out without great shock for humanity. We need to keep the distribution chain intact, trucks running, food production running, electricity running. All this needs to be mainly intact for the event to have the right consequences for that humanity.
Yes.
So we don't want to push humanity into a new stone age. We want to progress into the more advanced age. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward.
Indeed. We do want to go forward. Well, I must say that the event is something I'm looking for now, forward to for the last 6 to 8 years. And I think many other people are doing that as well, who have been reading about the Galactic Federation and UFOs and all this kind of stuff. Because that's where my radio show is about. It's called ET First Contact Radio. And I'm very happy to have my guest. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Cobra from the Cobra Resistance. And we were speaking about the grid and the release of the dark forces. And we are now speaking about the event, which will include disclosure. So, Cobra, just if I want to ask you, can you just talk freely to give information you want to release and you can release that I have not asked? Because I think that will be good for you to talk. Well, I will not interrupt.
Basically, the situation is that I have received a lot of information that I cannot release yet.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot release yet. And I will be releasing things step by step in the next few weeks. I will release much, but I have to be very careful because there are many things happening in the background that must not be disturbed. And I understand people want to have information, but people, when the information is released, it has to have the right effect. It has to be an advantage for the light forces and a disadvantage for the dark forces. So I will not release everything at once. I know people want that, but this is not possible at this point.
Yes.
Situation after the activation of December 21st is very complex on the planet. A big breakthrough has happened, but this breakthrough has only shed light to many complex situations that have to be resolved in a way, as I have said before, not to disturb the balance on the planet. And as we are getting closer and closer to the event, people are getting impatient, the light forces are getting impatient, and also the other forces are getting a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. So the closer we get to the moment, the more explosive the situation is in a way. And the more careful we have to be, not to disturb the very fragile ecosystem of this planet. If you would look upon this planet from space, you would see it's a very delicate environment. And we don't want to disrupt this delicate balance too much. We as a species have to survive this transformation, and we will. In as gentle way as possible, as harmonious way as possible. And to do that, it takes a little bit longer than most people have hoped. So I would suggest everybody not to focus upon when this is going to happen, but to do everything that you can to make it happen sooner. And you can participate in many ways. We have our weekly liberation meditations, which are quite powerful. And of course, as I have said a few times before, you can do them more often. You can even do them lately. We have our etheric liberation projects where you can participate to assist in the liberation of the etheric plane and the astral plane. And I will, in the next few weeks, I will release more information about this. I will release intel about the Gaius Vortex, which is the most important approach to purify and liberate the etheric plane. And I am also starting a new cycle of conferences. The first one will be in London 2 weeks from now. And what is very interesting, right as we start with a conference on Friday, February 15th, there will be an asteroid passing very close to this planet, very close to the surface of planet Earth. It will pass below the orbit of many of the satellites. It will not crash upon the planet, but the energy wave of that encounter will be very interesting and very strong. So this is the initial pulse that will actually initiate a new cycle of energy that will clear the way for the future transformation of the planet. This is just the beginning. Then we have one comet approaching the planet in March, and another one near the end of the year. All that are energy markers which will clear the way, open, have to open the portal for the planet, for the next step of the planetary liberation. So much for now. More coming later.
Okay, well, that's already very interesting. So how can people subscribe to this conference in London? How can they get information from this?
Well, you can go to my website, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And now it is the, I think it's the first post. It's about Cobra Quarter Conference in London. And I also have a website where you can have more information about it and about all the conferences which are coming in the future. And the website is portal2012.org. So that org. This is the second website which is dedicated exclusively to the conferences.
Okay, portal2012.org.
Yes.
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 Okay, well. So on 21 December, you said a lot of work was done, but it's not completed. And right now we are in a kind of waiting mode, a transition mode. And this comet that will come half February will be very intense and bring some interesting energy. Can you explain why there is so much so little information on? You know, let's say a year ago, yes? You are with me?
Yes.
A year ago, there were many channels speaking about the Galactic Federation and disclosure. And now it seems that channels are either stopping to communicate with the Galactics or having less channels a week, like Mike Quincy. He went back from three channelings per week to one channeling per week. So the information on Galactics is getting more difficult to find. Can you explain that?
I will explain. You see, many channels did get interference. It means that the channels who were thinking they were channeling the Galactics were actually channeling beings from the astral plane. And much information that was received through those channeling was not correct. So what has happened is that those channels who are genuine are now searching for deeper contact because they realize what's going on. It's a kind of a purification process which is taking place. And when this purification process is over, you will have more high quality channels suddenly appearing on the scene. And the channels that will appear are not the ones that you know right now. They are not known to the general population right now. They will appear when the time is right.
And that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. And as I speak about my personal experiences, I had very high hopes for December 21st, and I felt things were happening. But as we moved into January, I felt things were getting more quiet, and It seems that there's nothing happening in January this month, or there was nothing happening because tomorrow it's the 1st of February. But I think it was the most interesting January I have ever lived through, because you can speculate about it, you can ask questions, but what can you tell us about the energy from this last month?
Okay, what is happening is an integration period. Everybody had focused on the 21st of December, and whatever happened on that day, or whatever did not happen, people need to integrate. So it was like an integration assimilation period this month, but things will start accelerating again in February. So don't worry if nothing is going on. There are many things going on. As I have said, there is a lot of progress on the etheric plane, and the physical action is taking place, but it's not being reported. Because right. All the true sources of intel have been given instructions not to release anything at this point.
Right.
So most of the things that you read now on website is either this info or not real info, because the light forces, the true light forces, are not releasing anything of any importance right now. This has been decreed from on high.
Yes, I have noticed that, because I'm looking for, searching for information, and if I read something, I'm very discreet, very discerning for what I read, and I must tell you that there's nothing or almost no information that I could find.
Yes, it's true. It's true. You see, I have received a lot of information, but I have no clearance to release it. I would like to publish it, but my sources say no, we have to wait, and mm-hmm. I have to respect that.
Yes, I do respect that, Cobra, I do.
Things will be released, but we have to be all patient. The time is not ready yet.
Yes.
You see, the situation is, if somebody publishes some sensitive information, this can create much damage to the operation themselves.
Yes.
So, the highest purpose it is to liberate the planet as soon as possible, in the best way possible. And this is our focus.
Yes, indeed. And we can help to meditate. And what are the times of those meditations that are weekly?
It is happening each Sunday at 7 p.m. London time. In Central Europe, this is 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Because I think most of your listeners are from Central Europe, this will be 8 p.m. On Sunday, each Sunday.
Well, the listeners are from all over the world, but I think the most are from the United States and Canada.
Okay. From people in the United States, that would be, I guess, I think this is 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Central European time equals 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which will be noon Mountain Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, I have to think about a question because.
That's okay.
I have seen the last few days enormous increase of earthquakes and volcanic activity, an enormous increase. Can you share some light on that?
Yes, it is basically a natural process of this planet adjusting to near frequency. It has nothing to do with her. Simply because planet Earth is exposed to such a strong energy presence from the galactic central sun. A little bit of those earthquakes, a little bit of that tectonic activity has to happen in order for the planet to readjust to the new frequency. It's a natural process.
Right.
So nothing to worry about.
Well, it sounds good. But I had the feeling also that HARP isn't interfering anymore, and that planet Mother Gaia is indeed adjusting to the new energies. It must be so.
Yes. People are focusing too much attention on HARP and chemtrails. These are not the main deciding factor of the planet. The main deciding factor on the planet for humanity at this moment is the financial system.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when we liberate the financial system, when we create the reset, this will release a tremendous amount of creative energy for humanity. It will be a tremendous push forward toward the planetary transformation.
Yes. Are you also speaking about Nezara, when the release will be from the financial system?
Yes, it's part of the process. It's part of the process.
Yeah, I must tell you, Cobra, I have read the last two updates from Sheldon Idle. I think you're familiar with Sheldon Idle's information.
Yes.
He said that we are just waiting for the green light, and his information coincides with your information that important information will be released when it's time. So a kind of green light as well. Is that true?
Yes, when the time is right, the real information will be released. So when people need to know something, they will know about it.
Yeah, worldwide.
When the time is right, they will know about it.
Yeah, everybody will know.
I will say one more thing. When those things are released, people have to take them in the right way, with respect and the right attitude. Because it has happened a few times before when intel was released to the general population, people did crazy things about it. So I don't want that to happen again. And also my sources, my contacts, don't want that to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important that it doesn't happen. So, like the situation with, what was her name? Blossom Goodchild on October 14, 2008. A lot of people were expecting landings from ships and disclosure, and it didn't happen because she gave the date beforehand.
Yes. It did not happen because it was never meant to happen on that day.
No. Okay.
Because when things will happen, there will be signs before that. It will be quite obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not there yet.
No. Well, I will just encourage the listeners to hold on a bit and to stay positive and to continue to work on the light forces, to meditate, because everything will be good. The victory of the light is near.
The outcome will be very positive. So I would encourage everybody just to focus upon your vision. A little bit, think about what you would like to create in your new life, in the new society, in the new age. Think about your talents, how you can use them, and start using them now. And think about what you can do to actively contribute to the planetary liberation process. And start doing that today. And if you start doing that today, I can guarantee you will not be waiting any longer. Because your day will be so busy, you will have no more time to think about waiting. You will be so active, things will start happening for you, individually, for the planetary liberation process.
Yes, and also when the event happens, I think many people who are right now informed, the light workers, let's say, will need to assist our friends and family in a tremendous way to help them keep up with the information.
Exactly. And especially assist them emotionally, because much of suppressed emotion will be released at that time. Some people will not be able to cope with those emotions because suddenly they will be face to face with a completely new situation that they were never prepared for.
Yes. Yeah, I guess
and
so too.
Many people who are now in denial, at that point, they will need assistance.
Mm-hmm. And they will need a lot of assistance. And we need to be very patient, I guess.
Yes, patience is important at this point, especially. And at that point, it will be important to stay in balance, to stay in your energy field, and not to be involved in the drama that will be happening around you.
Yes. So we have, in fact, a very bright future to look forward to, Cobra.
Yes, exactly. The future we have is very bright. It is actually a vision of all the generations of visionaries. All the inspiration of all the workers of light for all the centuries, everybody was foreseeing a golden age, a new cycle. And this new golden age is finally approaching. We are approaching the event horizon. We are approaching the moment where the light will appear here. We are not far from there.
Yes, I believe so too. Okay, Cobra, if you don't mind, we can have a little break of a couple of minutes, and I will ask my friend Donald from BBS to play a little song for example, The Moon is Coming. If you want to do that, Donald, The Moon is Coming, then we can have a little break. So, okay, 3 minutes, Cobra, and then we'll be back, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay. Thank you. All right, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. My name is Martin Horst, I'm your host, and our guest is Cobra. If you are on the show right now, and if you want to support me and the program, you can donate a little amount of money on my webpage on BBS, which is bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, and a little bit below the picture of Salusa, there is a donation button. So thank you very much for that. And welcome back, Cobra.
Thank you.
We have been talking about the grid and the clearing of the grid, and that it's right now not possible to give any dates because of the importance and the possibility for disturbances of those events. But the event is close, and it's important to focus on the light and to stay supportive for each other. And we have spoken about the event and when it happens, that it will bring a great joy for the new age coming to this planet and humanity. So thank you, Cobra, and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we have about, let's say, 25 minutes left before the end of the show. Where do you want to talk about, Cobra?
Yeah, there are many things I would like to talk about. First, I would love to talk about your active role in this process. It is not just about passively waiting to hear the news, what's going on. It is not just about checking the website and see what the newest information is. It is about you, with your free will, making a choice to do something about the planetary situation. And there are many things you can do. Number one, as I have said, the power of meditation. There were scientific studies made about the influence of focused concentration or meditation on the planetary situation. And we can use that power to change the situation on the planet. I'm not speaking just about the weekly liberation meditation that we are doing. I am speaking about doing whatever you can with your consciousness to increase that level of harmony and synergy on the planet. The second thing you can do, you can spread information that you know. Spread the light, spread the understanding through your own sources, through your own possibilities. You can create a blog, a Facebook page, or whatever you can do to spread the information. This is the second thing you can do. And the third thing you can do is to form a physical support group, a physical anchor for the light. And in that group, you can share information, support each other, meditate, whatever you wish to do. Because groups like that will become, or shall we say, are becoming points of light around the planet. And the light forces are creating a network of light from all those groups. So a physical anchor, a physical group that meets regularly is very important at this stage. We are getting to the point where there will be significant improvements on the etheric plane. And this is the point when formation of physical groups will become very important for the next step in the plan of the planetary liberation. And of course, when the event happens, your group will be already formed. You will know what to do, and your group will be able to coordinate things in your part of the world, in your part of your country, in your city, in your village, wherever you are located. You will be there, and you will know what to do much more than everybody else. You will know more what to do than the politicians in your city. You will be able to give them guidance. You will be able to coordinate things much more. So time for formation of those groups has come, has arrived. The groups that will assist in the transition period between the old and the new society.
Mm-hmm. So very important indeed to come together in groups. Yes.
Pardon? Can you say it again?
No, I said it, I repeated, in fact, what you said. It's important to come together in physical groups. And
yes.
What else is important, Cobra?
I think that's what I said is quite enough. If people do those things, that's a good start. Maybe one more thing I should mention is people need to learn to be non-judgmental. What it means that people need to develop tolerance to each other, because this is the only way we can create a new society. I have seen so much non-tolerant behavior in the last year among the so-called liberation groups that I could not believe. And of course, one of the reasons is that there was a lot of Arkham influence from the etheric plane triggering the buttons of people. But that's not an excuse. I would say that people, my suggestion would be that people make a conscious choice to stop judging each other. This is the basic condition, the basic prerequisite for the new age, for the new society. This is something, this is one of the key factors that life forces are waiting for to trigger the event. A certain critical mass of non-judgmental consciousness needs to be achieved. And this is actually quite easy if people will begin to understand that every human being had his own or her own lifetime and has reasons for her or his behavior. There are reasons there, valid reasons for human behavior. And if people will begin to look at each other with more of this understanding, then more cooperation will become possible, and this will create a resonance field that will trigger the change, that will actually allow the change. Because the non-planetary life forces, it's easy for them to create changes here if human beings cooperate. The main problem is the non-cooperation of the surface humanity.
Mm.
And especially the non-cooperation of the so-called light workers. There are so many conflicts within light workers which are absolutely unnecessary. The light workers are the ones that have to show an example at this point how things can work, how things can function, how new society can become a role model for the future. And when enough of that harmony and synchronicity and synergy can happen among the light workers, that will be a sign for the non-planetary light forces to take more action.
Yes.
They need a certain degree of harmony between the light workers on the surface of the planet to take more action. And that includes the event. This is one of the major factors.
Yeah, I've seen people being very judgmental, sometimes, not always, but very important point, Cobra, to be non-judgmental, because then the galactics are free to come here, to step in.
Yes, but we need to step in somewhere, you see? We need to create a space for them. And they can only come in a clear space.
Yeah.
Physically and energetically.
Yeah, they must be able to be in our energy, and our energy can only be high if we are non-judgmental.
Yes, it's not so hard to do if you have a basic understanding that each human being has his own life history, had his own or her own share of events that brought him or her to a certain point. And when enough of this basic understanding will come, we will create a very strong, very powerful energy field, and this will be definitely felt. If we create a certain degree of unity among the those of us who are fighting for the planetary liberation, this will be felt. And then the light horses, which are now watching the whole situation, will become more active in their actions, more direct in their actions. And the Pleiadians have stated to me many times that when this happens, they will become more active. They will appear more. They will make themselves more visible. They will decloak their ships more. People will be able to take very good pictures of their motherships. They will be able to, at a certain point, to make physical contact, things of that nature. But we have to make the first step in practice, not just in theory. Not just reading the channelings or whatever people are doing, not just... There need to be, in practice, there need to be results.
Yes, in action.
And we have to make the first step because this is our planet.
Mm-hmm.
We are living here on the surface of the planet, and we have to make an example. We have to create a resonance field.
It will be possible if we not just do our best, but, you know, I think it's in my point of view, Cobra, to able to love, you must be able to forgive, and one part of love is forgiveness. And if you can put away the pain from the past that people did to you and transform it to the light, then that's a way to go forward. Otherwise, you stay stuck in this energy.
Yes, I would agree. Basically, forgiveness is an act of free will. You make a choice to forgive or not to forgive. And if you make a choice to forgive, you will not only help the other, you will help yourself to release the burden.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness is not an act of weakness. It is an act of real inner power. It is an act of inner understanding that whatever happened was just a phase, a learning process, an experience, and you can go beyond that experience. You can go stronger by going beyond that experience, whatever happened.
Yes.
This plan was not easy for many people. I understand that. But now it's time for us to go beyond that, forgive the past, and create a new future. Because when we forgive the past, we create a very powerful moment in the now, here and now. And in this moment of now, we can create the bright future. We can create a new society. We can create that space that is needed for the non-planetary life forces to act, to intervene, to create the event, to create the first contact.
That's beautiful. And you know what's interesting, Cobra, now that we are speaking about this, in the Netherlands it's already almost 11 o'clock, so the month of January is almost over. We are having this interview on the 31st, and you said in your email that you thought when I proposed the date of January 31st, it would be a good date somehow energetically, because this information is spreading over internet radio. But not only this, it's also... the energy is going, I don't know, somehow it's reaching more people than only the listeners. So what's your idea about this date and the timing of this interview? I think it's just perfect.
Yes, it is perfect, because a few days ago, certain things I'm talking about to you now would not be possible. So I knew it before that certain things will be able to be released today, so that's why we chose that date. And there is a great deal of activity of Pleiadians and other positive races right now, including the etheric plane, and the receptivity, the possibility of people to receive this information, this energy today, is much greater than it was a few days ago. So it's a perfect moment for this.
Yes. Well, if you are anyway, in any day in the future, willing to give more information, you can email me and we'll plan another interview.
Yes, I will be starting. I will start releasing things step by step on my blog.
Yes,
little bit by little. And at a certain point, when the Pleiadians will give me clearance, and other forces, the resistance movement, when they will give clearance, I will release much more for a few more months. So when the time is right, they will be released, and at that time, we can have another interview to cover the situation.
Yes. In the meantime, we will just follow your blog, 2012portal@blogspot.com.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting to have you on the show, Cobra. And we have 5 minutes left, and I want to close off because there's another program afterwards.
Okay.
What's important to know for the listeners is that they have to wait until you can disclose certain facts, as we said before. And you have shared some interesting information on what people can do. And maybe you can just emphasize that and repeat it one more time, because I think it's important for the people to know.
Okay, number one, do not wait. Don't wait for new information. Start doing something right now. And you have the power to change the course of events here on this planet. And I have mentioned a few things before. Number one is meditation, especially meditation in unified field, what we're doing on Sundays. Number two, your own way of spreading information and truth to other people. And number three, creating a physical group that meets regularly. And I would suggest meetings once a week. And I would suggest we have thousands and thousands of listeners, that each of you creates or forms a group or becomes part of one such group. Because when the event happens, we will have to have at least some degree of ground infrastructure. And such groups will be of a vital importance when things start happening, so that people will be able to call you for assistance. And this is something that you can do. And the one thing I also mentioned before is for people to learn to become non-judgmental to each other. It is obvious we are all human. We all have our reactions. We are sometimes angry, sometimes afraid. But I would say the main focus should be do not allow those reactions to become the primary focus of interactions, especially among the light workers. We need to have our common goal. We need to have our common focus of the planetary liberation. And everything else is not as important as this. There is a great deal of a need for unification on this planet right now. And I'm not saying everybody should be doing the same thing or should be doing what I'm saying. I'm just simply meaning that everybody who would like to participate in this planetary liberation process would need to have this as one of the main goals in their lives and to think about priorities. Sometimes this is more important than many other things that you are doing right now. And also to learn to cooperate with other people who have the same goal. This is one of the key factors here. Because when you have enough synergy, enough harmony, enough space, we will create a space for the positive forces which are now waiting for the right time for action, so they can act. And they will do so when the time is right.
Yes.
I can guarantee that.
Yes, indeed, Cobra. I want to thank you very much for this interview. It was very interesting, and we'll do our work while we are waiting for the event. And we'll just stay positive and happy and celebrate the new month that's coming.
Yes. This month will be a little bit more intense. January was quite peaceful, and we were able to integrate things from the past. But now, especially in the second part of the month, things will get a little bit more interesting.
Well, we are all looking forward to that. And on behalf of the listeners and BBS Radio and myself, I want to thank you for this opportunity. And I wish you victory of the light and effect for all of us.
Thank you for your invitation. And, of course, victory of the light.
Victory of the light, Cobra. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.